Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good Saturday morning. It's Panthers Insider. You're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's football season officially in Pittsburgh. Steelers get underway last night at Acrisure Stadium, their first preseason game. Pitt, not at Acrisure Stadium, but on the south side, will kick things off with their opening scrimmage of training camp. About a week and a half into training camp, Pitt's in full pads. We'll have Pat Narduzzi on the program this morning. Talk to him about where things stand. 3 weeks from kickoff for the Pitt Panthers. And they'll take on Kent State in week one at Acrisure Stadium, August 31st. 3 weeks from kickoff. We're going to take calls all show long, 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. Training camp questions. I've had a chance to be to a few practices. I'm going to head to the scrimmage today, get a front row seat, and check out this Pitt team. I will say these scrimmages are always a pretty important milepost in training camp. Position battles tend to pivot or really take shape during these scrimmages, following these scrimmages, as it's the first time that the live bullets are really flying. It's not really in a controlled setting. Pitt will have two big scrimmages during training camp. This is the first of them. The second one will take place next week, obviously, and then they'll start to ratchet things down in preparation for the regular season, which again kicks off in just 3 short weeks. So where is Pitt right now? Chris Peek from Panther Lair has been doing an outstanding job covering things. His Morning Pitt podcast is always really good. Always want to give him a shout out. But obviously, the media gets just a short window into where things stand. They'll get some video and so forth at the beginning of practice before things shut down. Obviously, the storylines coming into this season were plenty. This is a program looking to bounce back and has adopted this mindset, prove it. Pat Narduzzi talked about that yesterday, about proving something. And this scrimmage would be the first opportunity for individual players, for units to prove that they're bouncing back, that they're making progress. Training camp's always hard to kind of ascertain where you're at. As a head coach, and I want to ask Pat Narduzzi about this, as a head coach, you want a healthy amount of back and forth. Obviously, Pat Narduzzi's a defensive guy, but you want a healthy amount of back and forth. You don't want one unit to dominate over the other. And from what I've seen, there's been a lot of that. There's been days where the defense has maybe had the upper hand. There's been days where the offense has looked explosive and dynamic. And we're going to get Pat Narduzzi on the line in just a few seconds. Matty Harkins, proud pit man behind the glass, going to do the yeoman's work to get Pat Narduzzi on the line. Kind enough to give us just a few minutes this morning ahead of, again, the first scrimmage of fall camp. And these mornings are busy. I think the coaching staff's in the office at 6:15, getting ready to rock and roll. Pat Narduzzi staying in the hotel at the Spring Hill Suites just down the street. And they're in full throes of meetings right now, getting ready to crack things off with the first scrimmage of training camp, rather. Coach Narduzzi, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. You got fall weather for this first scrimmage. I mean, there's a little bit of a nip in the air out there. It's not going to crack 70 by the time you guys get started this morning.
That's good. Our guys won't know what to do because we've had some hot weather. It's been really good acclimating our guys to some heat here in the early couple weeks of August. So it's been fun and hot, and we've had to keep our guys hydrated.
Hydrated and healthy. I think that's probably the theme of today's scrimmage. You know, Coach, you guys have obviously this is your 10th season at Pitt, and you've operated pretty much the same every single year in terms of how you schedule training camp. Obviously, rules have changed over time. I think you only get, 25 practices now, 9 full pads or something like that. How important are these scrimmage opportunities in terms of gauging where you're at and kind of shuffling out these positional battles that are existing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sting right now.
They're critical. I mean, you know, every day is critical, whether you're, in shells or full pads. But, we market these two scrimmages. We've got one today and we'll have next weekend as, opportunities to go out there and show what you have on game day. And I, tell our guys all the time, the lights turn on game days. And, you might be one of those guys that's an average practice player, but if you go out there and play well on those Saturday scrimmages, or your guy plays real good in practice every day, and all of a sudden you get to the scrimmage and all of a sudden you don't play so well. So there's those factors you have to look into. So I try to, pump this up. They'll play for some bucket hats today. They'll play for the blue jerseys today and, make it like there's something to play for, like there will be on August 31st. And get their minds right to go out there and execute because it matters.
Coach, obviously a big storyline coming into this season is Cade Bell and this new offense, but more importantly, perhaps the quarterback position. What's been your assessment of that position, of Nate Yarnell, of Eli Holstein and company as you're now getting into the full week two of training camp?
I'm happy with both those guys. I think, we have two quarterbacks that we can win with. There's certainly a battle. Nate's a guy that's, has been out there and taken snaps and played in games and won football games for us. You love Eli's, athletic ability and what he shows on the field. So it's a continuous battle, just like, a lot of positions, whether it be the center position, the DN position, D tackle, linebacker, or safety. So, I mean, it's fun to watch. We know how critical that quarterback position is. He's the main man on offense, and I think every offense goes as their quarterback goes.
Talking to Pat Narduzzi, getting ready for their first scrimmage of fall camp on the south side. A guy that you guys lost late in training camp last year, and offensive line play as important, if not more so, to the quarterback's success, is Ryan Jacoby. How has he progressed coming back from that leg injury, and where does he stand in terms of the depth chart at the guard spot?
Yeah, Ryan's doing a heck of a job. And again, my hats go off to our athletic trainers, Ryan Bone, our physical therapist, and Coach Stacchiotti with what they've done with him in the offseason. But he got hurt about this time last year, and he is back 100%. And again, once he stepped on the field and got his first live reps or thud reps, whatever you want to call it, he looked like he just, came out of camp last year. I mean, it looked like he didn't lose a step. He didn't lose a thing. Our doctors and everyone, Coach Dr. Volker, I mean, everybody took care of him, and he looks really good right now.
It's great news, and he'll be cracking heads today with a defensive tackle room coached by Tim Dowse, new defensive line coach. Coach, I'm just doing my prep for the season and looking at that position, just watching the practices that I've been at. I'm not sure if I've seen a more depth there. Obviously, you guys are coming off losing just veteran players, Devin Danielson, Tyler Bentley, David Green. But that's a position that would seem that there's a lot of bodies for only two spots. How's that shaking out in terms of rep distribution?
Well, it's going to shake out today. We try to get them balanced reps today, not wear anybody out, but find out, with some quality reps, what they're going to do today. I think pass rush and stopping the run and playing with leverage is going to be critical. And again, I've said this back at media days, like I like the guys we have in there. We got to find out what they can do, how they can do it, and put them out there at the best time available. But I like the guys we have in there. Just, there's different types. We've got different body types in there that we didn't have a year ago.
Coach, last one for you. Offense and defense get all the attention during training camp, but there's a third phase of football that's pretty darn important, and you've got a new defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, in Jacob Bronowski. You talked about this yesterday during your press availability, about the energy and the new things being done at that position. Have you seen improvement from individuals in that area as well? You mentioned Junko. And overall, what's your assessment of special teams, and can that be a strength for this team in 24?
It can be a real strength. I think we got one of the best kickers and punters in the country. When you look at just pure leg strength, I think the rest of our teams, it's not just a kicker and a punter, it's everybody around them making them better. But just our fundamentals in every phase, I think, is going to be remarkably different than a year ago. I think we can be a heck of a lot more explosive in the return game. I think our punt game is simplified. We're going to have better coverage off those units. I'm just really excited just with, I think we made an incredible hire in Jake Bronowski, and I'm excited to watch him work this year.
Well, Coach, good luck in the scrimmage today. Most importantly, stay healthy, but hopefully it's a productive day for you down there, and I'll see you soon.
Amen, Pat. Appreciate you having me on, and hail to Pitt.
Hail to Pitt. There he goes, Pat Narduzzi, kind enough to join us this morning. He's busy. He's running around like crazy, meeting to meeting to meeting. I do sense, and again, I've noticed a renewed energy in him with this new staff and some of the new players they brought in. And there's a healthy amount of questions and not doubt, but concern heading into this season with how much new there is. I have said that. I am not been one to get up here and pontificate about how easy this is going to be in 24 to bounce back. It's going to be a challenge. But the one thing I've noticed about being at practice, and not that I haven't noticed this in the past, because I have. I mean, this is a program that's had a very stable and consistent and positive culture, and that has continued amidst all this change. But the energy, the pace of practice is something that I have noticed, and discerned it as being much different than in years past. and I've been impressed with it. And I think the offense has a lot to do with that. I mean, the pace at which they operate, it dictates that everyone else go at that same kind of pace, and defensively and otherwise. And then on special teams, you know, there's the stories, right? There's the folklore of Coach Bronowski, you know, hitting his head off a trash can, and the intensity. That's real. And the number of two deep players that you see going 100 miles an hour during special teams drills throughout practice, it's different. It's different. You're not just relying on freshmen and, you know, third teamers to produce and contribute on special teams. So, you know, this is a program that I think has been given a shot in the arm with new blood, if you will. But Pat Narduzzi's still retaining that mindset, that level of intensity, but also the level of camaraderie that has made this program very consistent. And time will tell. Time will tell how fast this all melds together, how quickly this offense turns into the offense that I think Pitt fans want to see, an explosive one. Cade Bellett wanting to average 50 points a game. I mean, those are obviously lofty aspirations. But I will say, without any degree of specificity, that I have seen some really good things from this offense. And I want to get into that, and I want to get into the defensive tackle position. I mentioned Chris Peak, and he mentioned, he wrote on his site on panther-lair.com that this defensive tackle spot has, I think, 5 former 4-star recruits at the position. And there's a lot of depth and competition at that spot. I want to dig into where the offense is and what I like so far, and also the defensive tackle position and how it can be a strength for this defense and for this football team. Taking your calls as well, 412-928-9370. On from 8 to 9, you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.